Yudayim, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Hay, and Mishneh Vot. Mishneh Hay. Kadim Shebe Ezra, the Shebe Daniel, Metame Et Ayodayim. Most of the words in all the Sifrei Kodesh, Kemat, all of them are in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew. There's some words that are in Aramaic, and Ezra and Daniel Befrat have a lot of Aramaic in them. So it says that even though it's written in Aramaic, still Matam Zidan has the Kedusha of Kisvei Kodesh, but these ones were initially written in such a fashion in Aramaic. Targum Shekstovai, Ivrit, Shekstovai Targum, but if you switched it around and the place in Daniel is supposed to be in Targum, you wrote in Hebrew, or the places in the Torah that are written in Hebrew, you switch it and you translate it into Targum, and that's why you write in Targum, or Uksav Ivri, or if it was written not in the Ksav that we have in Sifrei Torah, which is called Ksav Ashuri, Ksav Ivri, which is the Ksav that was written on the ancient coins, ancient shekel coins that have these. Yeah, till today, it has this ksav on it. That is not the ksav that is used for Sifrei Torah. For Sifrei Torah, used as ksav hameshubah, the Hoshav ksav, which is called ksav ashuri. And the Melech is not written in that ksav, only ksav ivri, einam atamaz yadayim. L'oilam, einam atamaz yadayim. The Kisrei Kodesh are not atama one's hands, only when they have the full status of a sefer. What is necessary to be a sefer? Ashir tevenu ashuris, and has to be written in this ksav ashuris, which is what we use for the Sefer Torah. Al Or, it has to be written on the hide of the Hema. Ubejoy, which is a special type of black ink. If it's written on paper, or it's written in blue ink, red ink, or some other types of inks, it's not written in Ksav Ashuri, even though you have the entire text of the Sefer, it is not Matanis Yadayim. One touches it, will not become a Shem of the Tumah.